Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters, Power of Christ Daily, 13th of August 2015, titled Fully Persuaded and Saved from Everything. Saved from everything. Fully persuaded that you are saved from everything. Now, one of the things, this only recently I came to know actually, came to understand the fuller meaning of this. You know the scripture that we have been saved by grace and not by our own works, it's not by our own deeds, not by what we did, so that we cannot boast. You know, if we're delivered by our own action because we prayed and prayed and prayed and we were saved, or we gave charity and charity and charity and we were saved, then we can say it's our work. Where God said in Ephesians 2, 8 to 9 that you have been delivered by grace, grace of God, Jesus Christ, and not whatever you do, because sin has already entered ourselves. In ourselves, and no amount of good works can remove the sin. You need the blood of Jesus Christ to remove the sin, because we can do a lot of good. Thank God for people who are still doing good without knowing that Jesus Christ had died and rose again, and He'll settle them. Thank God that they're doing the good things, because there are a lot of people doing bad things. Thank Jesus for that. But then we pray for them that they will know that to be actually all sin to come out of us, we need Jesus Christ, the blood sacrifice. Pure, holy blood of Jesus will wash the sins away. It's not how many times we kneel down, how many charities we did, because sin is there. So what we did, good, very good. Now when we are saved by grace, not because what we did, but by believing in Jesus Christ, that He died on the cross and took all our sin and He became sin for us, took all our curses, took all our disease, took all everything, all our weaknesses and shame, and then He rose again. His faith is in us. It's very important again and again. I'm reminding, it's the faith of Jesus Christ now in us, who now believe that Jesus Christ died and rose again and took our sins, and that He is the Son of God. And two, it's the glory of God is in me. The power of Jesus Christ, the power of God that took Jesus out of the grave is in me. He went to the grave, He went to the hell, so that I don't have to. He took up my place. This is why many times people cannot believe. It's like, it's too good to be true, like, you know. Why this God who created me then suddenly sent His Son to die on the cross and take my sins and go to hell and come out, and He says, now you're settled, all your debts are settled, all your sin debts are settled. Why is it He's doing this? Nobody will do this. This is the miracle. This is the loving God. A God that loves beyond our own human understanding. Because God is love. God is love. Now, that is why in, say, Romans 1:16, it says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jews first and also the Gentiles. Sometimes they call them Greeks, Gentiles, those who are not Jews. For the Jews first. Remember, it's for the Jews first. And then it's for us. Now, thank Jesus for that. Now, what today's topic is, which I never grasped fully earlier, is actually, when we are saved, we think we are saved. Our soul is saved and we are being transformed, and we will enter heaven, that Jesus will make it happen. Because remember the other scripture? All things work for the good of those who love God and are the called according to purpose, whom He foreknew, He predestined and glorified, justified and glorified, sanctified, justified, glorified. He does everything. Now, so He put us in the path. So we were all focusing, including myself, we were focusing on the saving element, saving of our soul. But what came to my understanding now recently is this. This is a very powerful thing. Now we have to, and then when I begin to meditate what happened to me and others, I find that this is absolutely true. We are saved from everything. For instance, Ephesians 2, 8 to 9, it says, for you who have been saved by grace or delivered by grace through trusting. This is, I'm using the Jewish Bible. No? Through trusting. Trusting what? Trusting, living on to Jesus Christ. Trusting Jesus. Believing in Jesus means trusting Him. It's not just, I believe He exists. No. Trusting is knowing Jesus, that we have accepted in our heart that He is our Master. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the one who died and rose again. Believing in our hearts, actually trusting. And even this is not your accomplishment by God's gift. Now, if I read this properly again, then we get the emails, brothers and sisters, the scriptures I'm putting there, I color them and all that, and so that it's easier for you to understand and read and pick up the important things. For you have been delivered by grace through trusting, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. And even this is not your accomplishment, but God's gift. It actually means, yes, I'm delivered by grace. Of course, grace only can come from God, God's grace. And we believe that because I'm saved by grace, it's not by my works, you were not delivered by your own actions, therefore no one should boast. We cannot boast that we saved ourselves. There are people who say, I prayed and then I got this done. I prayed and I got this done. That's boasting, brothers and sisters. You can pray all we want. If God doesn't do, what happens? It's God who does it. All glory to God. All glory to Jesus Christ. And we can't be reconciled with God the Father because our sin has entered us until we go through Jesus Christ, who became our sin for us. That is why we need Jesus Christ, a wonderful, wonderful, the Son of the living God who loves you. Who loves you. And he took our place. Now, if I read this thing again in the Jewish translation, even this is not your accomplishment means, even the trusting is not my accomplishment. Delivered by grace, yeah, definitely not my accomplishment. It is by his grace, by his mercy, through trusting. And even this is not your accomplishment by God's gift. That means even my trusting comes from him. And that made perfect sense to me. Even my trust, even because he draws us. He drew me. I was a blasphemer using four-letter words on him. So he has drawn me through the troubles I'm facing or whatever, because the devil is working and I'm doing wrong things. My heart and my mind is doing all kinds of rubbish and my body is going into sin and sin and sin. And so he drew me to trust him. He draws each one of us to trust him. He draws each one of us to believe in him. Because we go by default. We cannot know anything. I went by default. No more solutions. Went by default. Therefore, if you read my story in that graceoflife.com, you know there was no more solution. Now, each of you have your own stories. Put a testimony, brothers and sisters, how God drew you. Now, what is more important here today, what I'm talking about is saved from everything. Because when we drew me, we saved, I felt peace. And I heard in the impression of my soul, come unto me and I shall give you rest. Come unto me and I shall give you rest. I felt the rest. I definitely immediately felt the rest. The bad words left me. I'm not speaking bad words. The next day staff telling me, brother, you're pastor, what you call, boss, you're not talking bad words anymore. Then I say, yeah, true. Then go and check the scriptures. Yeah, it takes away our tongue and uses for the glory of God. Urge for drinking left. But of course, those of you who have been following this, you know I went, continued a few days later, fell into the drinking and 7 more demons entered and finally God's mercy saved me again. That's true. When the demons are chased out of our body, they go to dry places and look for other bodies. They can't find, they come back and find you. You don't have filled in Jesus Christ. Then bring 7 more demons enter. That happened to me also. Now, then the other thing, suddenly, my finances, a lump sum of money, a few $100,000 came. The people who were owing me released the money. God made them release. I knew it was Jesus. Because these fellows are not giving, they owe me. It's going to cause God to say that I am not entitled to it. But suddenly it came. The court made an order. And they had, the court made an order not to pay. Court just made an order that I'm right in that some area of the case. Immediately they paid. Surprisingly, and I knew Jesus Christ, but I didn't link it to this understanding of being saved or delivered by grace. I didn't link it. I didn't know. And then in ministry, every time I'm ministering to people, when they finally come to Christ, many have come to Christ without believing in their heart. Therefore, they were suffering and suffering, and then finally, some or other, God brings them, and I had to minister to them or any other servants in the congregation, minister to them. And then, they actually believe in their heart. They actually set free. When they set free, suddenly I've seen people get the job offer on the very day. On the very day of actually believing, soon enough, within a few hours, some job offer is coming. Some finance matter is being settled. Some health matter immediately goes. Asthma went immediately. We're not even casting out asthma spirit there. And then health has improved. My health improved straight away. My finances within a few days, bang, this money comes. And I was owing taxes, $50,000 taxes. I had to pay the taxes. I could pay that. And I can pay some owings and then could pay to settle the needs. We have family needs. It's all happening very fast. Therefore, you see, when a soul is come with believing in the heart, and you find that they, and one thing happens, a soul that believes will want to help others already. There'll be inside there, I want to help others, I want to tell others about Jesus Christ. There'll be an urge in their spirit, in their soul, that they want to tell about Jesus Christ. You'll see this. They want to tell this. But even without that, they are already getting help from all this help coming in. God is allowing this money to come, the job to come, to settle their health. All that happening together in one big bonus, in one big package. And then now recently I come to know the word salvation that we use, that I use so easily over the years, salvation, 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 saved, saved. It comes from the Greek word, because this is in Romans and Ephesians we are dealing with, Greek word called soteria, soteria, S-O-T-E-R-I-A, soteria. And you know what it means? It envelops the Greek word, as I said, that is an ancient word. It has more meaning than just one word that we say believe or whatever. Believe means what? Cling on, cleave into, trust in, hold on to him. That is what belief is. It's not just I believe, I believe, I believe. The fact God says the demons believe and they tremble. That doesn't make, get them saved. We must believe in our heart. We cleave into Jesus. We cleave on to him. We cling on to him. That's the actual belief that the Greek and the Hebrew words were. Meaning. Now here, soteria, salvation, comes from the word soteria, and it means welfare, prosperity, deliverance, preservation, salvation, safety, and a family of those things. Can you imagine? Welfare. Now it made sense. Welfare. Why suddenly somebody's job came? Why my money suddenly was released to settle this, all kinds of things? And later, some years later, God made them release some more. God made them release some more. And that, now you see, prosperity, deliverance, preservation, salvation, safety, is a whole complex amount of things in one group of words. Soteria means salvation. It is not simply saved, saved, saved. Yes, that's one part of it, that we are going to go to heaven. We are going to be saved, and we are predestined, and we are sanctified, and justified, and we finally be glorified, yes. But this other part of it, which involves so many things, welfare, prosperity, deliverance, preservation, salvation, safety, all provided in this particular word, you're saved by grace. You're saved by grace. Therefore, brothers and sisters, now I implore you, I beseech you, I beg you, please, when your salvation has come unto you, remember, this covers this whole thing. Therefore, many times, as I keep repeating, people when they come and say their health suddenly improves, the job comes, something happens, all this. So let's go back to the point of salvation. I want today, I'm asking you, please close your eyes and go back to the day when you first believed. Go back to the day when you first believed, close your eyes and experience that salvation. Breathe deep and ask for the breath of God and the understanding to come. And you will experience the salvation the day when you believe Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior and Master. He gave himself up for you. He became the husband of your soul. He died on the cross for you. He took us, he became sin for you. He took all our diseases and all our poverty and all that. He left the riches of heaven to come here. And this is the day that you felt the joy of salvation. You felt release. You felt peace. You felt lighter. You felt you can live. You're living in hope now. In Jesus' name I pray, brothers and sisters, go back every day. Whenever you have issues, remember that day. the day the Lord God, the Son of the living God, touched your soul. Amen.